And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A. It's Talk of the Town. Today is the Thursday Roundtable. Talk of the Town is sponsored by House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Barrett Propane, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, Prescott Dirt, Cottonwood Area Transit, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, Chuck Roberts.
Hey, hello there, and happy Thursday, everybody. This is indeed the Prince of Palaver, Chuck Roberts, with you. We're going to be talking to the mayor of Cottonwood in just a few moments. Then we're going to get news from the Veterans Administration's hospital. Then the big guy, Sanford Cohen, will be in to talk to us about what's going on in his world and what's going on around the world. Before I go to the mayor, I want to remind people about this COVID-19 is just messing up everybody's life. And, you know, just it's neither, I don't know. We just have to sit and wait. But I'm sure that many of you will tell your children and great-grandchildren the story of COVID-19 in 2020. A lot of things being canceled. The Granite Creek cleanup, which was set up for April 18th, is probably going to be postponed, and they will coordinate with the City of Prescott, Butte Creek Restoration Council, the Over the Hill Gang, others, to reschedule this event and provide you more information. So that's a worthwhile project, and Mike and Deb at Granite Creek Cleanup, we're with you all the way, and we'll look forward to getting together and getting more news about that project as soon as we can. We'll take time out now. I'll be back with Tim Alinsky, the mayor of Cottonwood, right after these words on KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. Around the world, KQNA.com.
It's the $250,000 Zoom Ball Cash Giveaway, and it's bouncing in the Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. Saturdays in March and April from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. every hour, one lucky guest will have a chance to play Zoom Ball. Get six red balls and win $250,000 in cash. Start earning entries for your chance to win and zoom in every Saturday in March and April for the $250,000 Zoom Ball Cash Giveaway. Only at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel.
Must be 21 and a Players Club member to participate. See Players Club for details.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White Spar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
Hey, Bruce, what are you doing?
I'm waiting for the Catmobile.
The Catmobile? Do you mean Diverti Links?
Not so loud, Rudy. It's just a disguise. No Mere Bus runs 7 days a week, providing commuter service between Cottonwood and Sedona.
Diverti Links does.
That's because it's really the Catmobile. Here it comes now, prowling the streets of the Verde Valley to keep us safe. You can check it out yourself at www.ridecat.com. But don't tell anybody.
Hi, this is Roxanne from Prescott Brewing Company, and I'm here to remind you of our daily deals that run Sunday through Friday, all day, all night. And there's a different deal each day. Beers for a buck, brisket and brew, pizza and pitchers, smoked St. Louis ribstack, happy hour pricing on pints all day, all night on Thursdays. If this all sounds too fuzzy, don't have another beer, follow us on Facebook, and we post these just about every week. Prescott Brewing Company, supporting our local community since 1994, where it's always fun and friendly, brew pub style.
Dusty house? Hard to heat or cool rooms? Dollars lost through leaky ductwork? Have Gettles High Desert Mechanical test your home for duct leakage. When it comes to high utility bills, don't settle. Get Gettles. A simple duct seal job with AeroSeal will seal the deal and keep that cool air in your home where it belongs. Call 928-772-2751 or visit GettlesHDM.com. That's GOETTLS. The guys and gals at Gettles get it.
What I like about you. You have probably heard that all good things take time, but at A&E Reap Graphics, we deliver great printing now, with same day and next day services available for so many of your marketing or personal printing needs. Don't wait a week for your print signs and custom designs. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us online, or call 442-9116. Even Amazon can't offer that prime of a service. At A&E Reap Graphics, we're proud to be your one-stop print shop.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Chuck Roberts.
And thank you for joining us this Thursday afternoon, the day before spring, because it's leap year, so it starts a day early. But I think Sunday will be our first really sunny day that we can say, okay, it's spring, I'll take it now. Hey, Tim Olinsky, are you with us today?
I am with you, Chuck. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine. The mayor of Cottonwood, an Arizona native, by golly, I just checked, and you were born not too far from Cottonwood.
That's true. Yeah, I was raised up in Payson, Arizona. In fact.
And right now, as the mayor of Cottonwood, I got a question for you real quick. I have lots of questions for you, but I was just checking. In the last census, there was just under 12,000 residents of Cottonwood. I bet that's changed a tad.
You know, it has changed a tad, but honestly, I think just a tad. We're standing somewhere between 12.3 right now.
So everything around you is burgeoning, and you guys are kind of keeping control.
Yeah, pretty much. So, it would be surprising to know that the unincorporated areas around us outnumber us but quite a bit. Yeah, the Verde Villages are closer to 13,000, maybe even 13,500. Of course, we're going to know more once the census is back to us. We have all the data back.
Yeah, and that's going on right now. And so I have a couple questions that came off of your strategic plan. But first of all, before I even start there, I imagine you have some things you want to talk about what's going on in your community right now.
Well, yeah, thanks, Chuck. I had a whole long list of great things to talk about until COVID-19.
Exactly.
So I thought maybe we could take this opportunity, if you don't mind, to maybe talk a little bit about that and its implications for this side of the mountain.
Absolutely.
And, I'm sure it's reared its ugly head in your community, too, over the hill. So has a lot of folks concerned. We are doing everything we can here in Cottonwood to be prepared for COVID-19. As you know, or you should know, there aren't any reported cases as of yet in Yavapai County, but counties to the south and the north of us have reported. So we anticipate that it will spread into our community. And so, like I said, we're doing what we can as quickly as we can to make sure the community is aware and that we're all taking precautions necessary to curb its spread as much as possible. And we've had the guidelines from the CDC on our website all week and try to get the word out. And we did just release a press release letting folks know that, like many other communities across Arizona, we will be looking at the option of limiting bars and restaurants, the occupancy thereof, to curb the spread, again, of the coronavirus, of COVID-19. Which is something we don't want to have to do, but in speaking with some of the medical experts in our local area here, and from what I've learned, of course, by studying this issue, not just in our nation but abroad, it does seem that suppression is really the best course of action to eliminate the spread as quickly as possible, so the duration is not nearly as long. But as it stands now, the city of Cottonwood is still open. We're running all services. We have limited, of course, a lot of the events. You know, we've postponed events like you have too on your side,
sure,
of the mountain. We've limited canceled a lot of programming in our libraries and rec center, of course. And we anticipate that we'll have to take more drastic measures as time goes on.
Would this include council meetings and study sessions?
So we will still be meeting. We haven't yet figured out exactly how. So we're looking at getting some guidance from the state on really best practice moving forward. I think we are all navigating this this challenge without any we haven't done this before. I'll just say it that we haven't done this before. So everyone is doing the best that we can. We are working very closely with all of our neighbors here in the Verde to make sure that we are in open communication so that we can help one another out through this challenging time. But no, we still will be meeting. Business will still be conducted, and there are still many ways that the public can become engaged in that process. Of course, we just need to be careful not to have gatherings of 10 or more. So that's going to present some very unique challenges that, again, we just haven't faced before.
Yeah, you, of course, as your dad, you got two young daughters. So, I mean, you know, all this kind of, everybody's trying to figure out how to handle it and balance all this. And you still have to take on responsibilities of a mayor.
Right, yeah. So, yeah, Monday was a big wake-up call, I think, for all of us. Of course, when the girls were not able to return to school after spring break. So, yeah, I'm in there, you know, with a lot of our community. My heart goes out to the folks who are raising children. My heart goes out to the folks who are in the service industry jobs. My heart really goes out to all the community. But, you know, I can tell you, I've served for 15 years in Cottonwood, and I have been through some very challenging times in the city of Cottonwood. And I can tell you that your elected leadership here in Cottonwood is strong. We have a exceptional management team in place. And, you know, we have been through a lot together. We still have some leadership that's in place from some of the other crises that we've been through, you know, with the river rising. That was a big crisis for us here. Of course, the economic downturn. We have still a lot of the same leadership in place that helped us navigate that economic downturn. So this is certainly going to be one more bump in the road, but I'm very confident.
Well, everybody's, yeah, like you say, everybody's kind of trying to deal with it. But in the meantime, you still have to anticipate and plan for things that are going to come up in the future. One of the things I wanted to ask you about is the airport. Are you working on developing that?
We are, and I'm excited to say that we just hired an airport manager who comes with a lot of experience. And, you know, we never have had a professional airport manager dedicated just to the airport in the city of Cottonwood. And we've been managing the airport for a lot of years, so certainly done the best that we can, but I think this gentleman is going to bring it to the next level. I had the opportunity to meet him a couple weeks back during his interview, and I'm excited to see what he can do, and I think he is definitely going to change the airport, turn it into much more of an economic engine that we all know it has the potential to become, but we just haven't really had the manpower to make that happen.
One of the things that I looked at on your strategic plan, and you may have already done this, in fact, I suspect you have, is the signage for the Mingus Avenue school zone and constructing a sidewalk infill for pedestrian mobility.
That's correct. Yeah, that was a big concern for the faculty and students there. So we actually worked with the Yavapai Apache Nation on that crossing. We used the Prop 202 funding that the nation gives us to go ahead and put in that beacon there to keep the kids safe as they cross. And luckily, we were able to do the same for Mingus Union High School. They needed a safer crosswalk as well up there, and we used the same funding from our partnership with the Yavapai Apache Nation to fund that crosswalk up there to keep the high schoolers safe. So, yeah, some much-needed improvements.
Yeah, it's always nice to know that you have a plan and things are being accomplished and go through. But one thing that's going on forever, I guess, will be recharging or reusing reclaimed water.
Mm-hmm. And that's a big deal. We've really, I feel like we've been tip of the spear on that for a lot of years. You know, since Cottonwood purchased the private water companies, we've been doing a lot of repairs on the infrastructure, fixing pipes, stopping leaks. So we're drawing a lot less water out of the aquifer these days than we did even just a decade ago. So I'm very, very, very proud of that. And the other thing is of course, recapturing the water. So, you know, we are a closed loop in Cottonwood. We pump water to the ground. We deliver it. We recapture it, of course, as wastewater and then reprocess it. And we filter it. And then we pump it back into the aquifer. So we're really doing everything we can to conserve our resources and to make sure that, you know, as growth comes and we know it's inevitable, that we can manage that and sustain that far into the future for generations to enjoy this beautiful Verde Valley.
Well, Mayor, I want to ask you about the possibility of building a new city hall.
Ooh, that's a hot button, Chuck. I don't know.
I'm sorry.
I tried so hard for a long time, and we've talked about it for years and years. And we all know the need is there. I'll tell you what, we didn't follow a plan that I thought was a good one, which was to purchase an unused building that was built but never occupied back during the last recession. And it was a lot bigger than what we needed, but we were looking to get some partnerships to help us move into that facility. It would have consolidated all of city services into that one building. And been an anchor for Old Town as well, but not have been in Old Town. So the problem that I see is that we are hogging up a lot of real estate in Old Town. We have our city clerk's office, city hall, our business assistance center, finance department, all on Main Street. And those are probably better put into use as facilities that would serve the public by means of a bar, a restaurant, or a boutique shop and that sort of thing. So I'd like for city hall to move off Main Street, and our new manager has done a lot to move in that direction. So we are looking at consolidating some offices in space in a creative way so that we can go ahead and move to sell some of those buildings in Old Town, which is going to open up a lot more economic opportunities. So, you know, when the time is right, we'll know, and we'll be able to consolidate even further. But until then, we're still making plans to do the best we can to open up more economic opportunity in Old Town.
Mayor, we're going to take a commercial timeout. We'll be back with Mayor Tim Olinsky of Cottonwood in just a few minutes. You are listening to the Thursday Roundtable KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 Prescott Valley, Cottonwood. Around the world and other great cities on KQNA.com.
Augie's Restaurant supports protecting the public from COVID-19, so our restaurant will be closed for dine-in service until this health crisis is minimized. Augie's will offer takeout only for lunch from 11 to 3, dinner takeout from 3 to 6. Check out Augie's menu online at augiesprescott.com. Call 777-0330 for convenient curbside pickup, or for delivery, go to postmates.com. Thank you for your support during this difficult time. Augie's, Highway 69, Frontier Village.
Hi, this is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. When you see one of our trucks rolling down the road in Yavapai County, that's not just a fresh tank of propane. That's the warmth a family will feel this winter. The heat that'll cook their meals, wake them up to hot coffee, and dry the clothes they wear. For three generations, people have associated our name with the comfort provided by clean burning propane. 67 years of touching the lives of families in Yavapai County. You can find out more at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Hey, Bruce, what are you doing?
I'm waiting for the Catmobile.
The Catmobile? Do you mean Diverti Links?
Not so loud, Rudy. It's just a disguise. No Mere Bus runs 7 days a week, providing commuter service between Cottonwood and Sedona.
Diverti Links does.
That's because it's really the Catmobile. Here it comes now, prowling the streets of the Verde Valley to keep us safe. You can check it out yourself at www.ridecat.com. But don't tell anybody.
With the Arizona Lottery's new multiplier tickets, we're multiplying the cash up to 50 times so you can multiply what you love. There's nothing better. Think about it. What's better than one guitar? 50 guitars. What's better than one Hawaiian vacation? 50 Hawaiian vacations. What's better than one $20 bill? 50 of them. With over $35 million in prizes, there are so many ways to multiply what you love.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Chuck Roberts.
And with us today via telephone, our mayor of Cottonwood, one of the more exciting towns in this country, Cottonwood, Arizona, Mayor Tim Olinsky. How you doing?
Doing well, Chuck.
I have a couple easy questions for you now.
All right.
In our time remaining, one of them... One of the things that you guys have mentioned specifically is to get more community involvement. And during these, times of, 5 foot space and all that, sometimes that's not so easy. But in the long range, what are your goals along those lines, especially when it comes to recreation?
Right. Yeah. So we have a lot of exciting things taking place in recreation. Our new council has put a lot of emphasis on trails and making sure that we have good trail connections. know, of course, the County Board of Supervisors have been a huge help in that as well, in identifying different access points, you know, with Sun Corridor Trail, making sure that that connects to some of the Valley communities here. So really, we put a lot of focus on that to make sure that people have those, you know, that great access to, you know, our natural resources, you know, along the river and up in the mountains and foothills and everything. So that's something we've pushed for a lot, as well as many smaller events that have more of a hometown theme. Unfortunately, you know, we've had to postpone many of those, as you have as well.
Sure.
But, you know, we have mountain bike rallies coming to Cottonwood. We're very proud to host a trails summit about a month back at our newly remodeled Cottonwood Community Clubhouse. So we've been doing all we can to encourage folks to get outdoors and become part of this community and really explore and enjoy what we have to offer here.
One of the things you guys had talked about was developing a Police Chiefs Citizens Advisory Council. Is that still on the books?
That is a good question. I wish the police chief were here. So I don't, you said you were going to ask me easy questions, Chuck.
Yeah. It's easy to say, oh, no, the chief's not here. Solve that problem.
I'm not aware, but I know they do have a lot of great programs in our police department.
Well, I just think it has to do with the fact that you're a close-knit community, and people need to know that their voice can be heard.
Right. Yeah, we have a neighborhood officer program that our Chief Gazelle put into place. So every neighborhood has an officer that's assigned specifically to it. It's very easy to get in touch with that officer if you have any concerns in your neighborhood. That's one of the things he has put in place. We have a volunteer cop program. So we have, I forget what they call them. They call them the, I shouldn't repeat it. It's not very kind. But they're these silver-haired women that are wonderful, and they drive around town.
You talking about my wife?
No.
They sure are.
Although she wants to volunteer, we'll take her.
Okay.
But no, they're absolutely wonderful. They have hearts of gold. But, you know, they go around and make sure our streets are well kept and free of crime, and they volunteer when they can. They transport prisoners. They're really wonderful, and it's a good program that the chief has. A
couple quick questions for you. Create a tiny house ordinance. Tell me about that.
Right. Yeah. So we are working on it. We had a first draft come to council. We had some questions and concerns, so they're redrafting it, and they're going to bring it back to us. But, you know, essentially, with our current zoning, you can build a tiny house. However, the International Building Code has some specific specific allowances for tiny. So we're really looking just to adopt those, and you know, allow the process to be a little bit smoother. And Chuck, are you still with me?
Yes, sir.
Okay, allow the process to be a little bit smoother. We're not going to see a proliferation of tiny house villages. It's not really what this is aimed at. It's really aimed at some infill projects and trying to do the best we can as a city to allow for some amount of affordable workforce housing. And I think smaller square footage is really where it's going to be to make sure that homes are affordable for the working class in Cottonwood. And we have many that work here that simply can't afford to live here anymore.
Or surrounding area.
Correct. Yes, correct.
A couple quick questions regarding the budget. Everything on schedule?
Everything was.
Yeah.
Everything was, Chuck. No. Everything is humming along. You know, things have been good in Cottonwood. You know, we're doing all we can to support our local businesses. That is reflected in our sales tax. Of course, we are 100% reliant on sales tax. We don't have a property tax in Cottonwood. But no, with our new council has been much more frugal. We've been putting money aside in reserves and really focusing more on taking care of our infrastructure, you know, streets and sidewalks and that sort of thing to beautify our community. And again, like I said, paying down some debt, putting money in reserves. So we're in a good position.
Mayor, of course, I need to give you some time to say what are your plans for the future as far as the challenges you're going to face in 2021?
Well, thanks. you know, again, the most pressing concern, of course, is COVID-19. But again, like I say, I hope this is a bump in the road, and our community is strong, and we will, of course, overcome the challenges that face us. Some of the longer term challenges that I see facing, not just Cottonwood, but the entire Verde Valley, is, of course, workforce housing. So, you know, I'm taking a multi-pronged approach to tackling that issue. And it really starts with education, making sure that our K-12 educators are well-supported in our communities. So I do meet regularly with all the superintendents of public instruction in our area to make sure that we're all on the same sheet of music and doing what we can to help support one another. We all know an educated workforce provides a direct link to economic development. And so that's really where it starts. We're going to start kind of at the basic level. And then make sure that we do everything we can to support Yavapai College. We're extremely fortunate to have that college campus nearby in Clarkdale. And we want to do everything we can to help support that program. The viticulture program is huge for our area. And we want to make sure that we promote that and keep up the good work that those students up there are doing, winning awards nationwide and really putting the Verde Valley on the map for some exceptional wine. So I hope that this will all have a big impact on being able to provide a trained workforce. If we can get some CTEC programming from Yavapai College focused on this side of the mountain, we can get some trained workers here. That will all have a tremendous impact on getting folks trained up in the jobs that are here right now. We have many jobs that need filled. Many contractors would be building more houses right now if they simply had the workforce to do so. So we want to make sure that we do what we can to get those folks trained up, get them in jobs, and get the economy bolstered.
Mayor, thank you so much for visiting with us today. I know you're going to be busy, 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 but I hope from time to time we can get on your phone with you and chat maybe every couple months or so.
That's great. Thanks, Chuck. It's been a pleasure.
Our guest, Tim Alinsky, Mayor of Cottonwood, will be back with more on a Thursday Roundtable after these words.
The open road is waiting for you at Affinity RV. You get a home with a view.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to have been chosen one of the top 50 RV dealerships in North America. We're located at Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69, Prescott Valley, and Dewey, and online at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
Hi, this is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. When you see one of our trucks rolling down the road in Yavapai County, that's not just a fresh tank of propane. That's the warmth the family will feel this winter. The heat that'll cook their meals, wake them up to hot coffee, and dry the clothes they wear. For three generations, people have associated our name with the comfort provided by clean burning propane. 67 years of touching the lives of families in Yavapai County. You can find out more at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
You home already?
Yeah, it's just too nasty to be out and about. I think I'll just have Olson's for Healthy Animals in Prescott deliver the stuff we need.
What's that? Pet food deliveries?
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals, and yes, you heard that right. Pet food, pet supply, and bird seed deliveries within 10 miles of our Prescott store to your door. And delivery is free on orders over $25. You just call our Prescott store at 445-1664, give our cashier your order, pay by credit card, and we'll have it to you the same day if you order in the morning before we leave.
Okay, but don't you want to see us in your store?
Yeah, but sometimes you just can't make it here when you need the food and other goodies. Or you just need some muscle to load it into the storage bins at your house. This delivery service will take care of that. And once again, it's free on deliveries over $25 within 10 miles of Olson's Prescott store. And as an added bonus, you'll get Olson's Good Enough Just Isn't service because we have an incredible delivery driver. See you at your house.
We're KQ&A. AM 1130 by 95.5 FM, Prescott, Chino Valley, and Paulden 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley, and Cottonwood. KQ&A. It's Thursday, March the 19th. Mom Gregory Scott reporting with news headlines and a check of your weather forecast from the talk of the Quad Cities. 28 cases of coronavirus now reported in the state of Arizona.
We will continue to make the health and safety of Arizonans our number one priority and our guiding star. And we'll continue to get through this. And like I've been saying, we're going to get through this together.
Arizona Governor Doug Ducey has issued an emergency loan declaration to aid small businesses losing money to the COVID-19 pandemic.
Hang tight.
The declaration
right
will help small businesses impacted by COVID-19. And we hope to see this request approved without delay.
State Health Department Director Kara Crist says testing anyone who wants a test is still not possible. Only those considered high risk, such as those over 60 years of age or those who have symptoms, will be eligible.
Those that are at high risk or those that are symptomatic will get tested. It will be a while before we can get the capacity to test every Arizonan that wants to be tested.
Meanwhile, Governor Ducey encourages residents to donate blood and give to food banks, feeling the strain on available resources. How can you tell if you have a coronavirus or just a regular flu or perhaps allergies? Kathleen Winston, the dean of the College of Nursing at the University of Phoenix, describes the symptoms of COVID-19.
The hallmark symptoms of the coronavirus really is high fever, 100.4 or higher, and difficulty breathing, and maybe a persistent cough.
She says if you have sneezing, a runny, itchy nose, and watery eyes, that's probably allergies or perhaps the regular flu.
We often think about headaches and body aches and other kinds of more expanded symptoms that we don't get with the coronavirus. The coronavirus is really identified by those three symptoms. Anything that's not part of those three symptoms is either going to be the seasonal flu or maybe even allergy.
Winston adds, the key to stopping the coronavirus, washing your hands. In your KQ&A forecast, 40% chance of continued snow showers today, but windy, high of 41, less than half an inch of accumulation. Winds gusting 10 to 20 miles per hour. And 40% chance of snow showers again tonight, maybe another inch of accumulation overnight, and just a 10% chance on Friday. In the Verde Valley, looking at a 40% chance of rain showers today with a high of 51, a 30% chance of rain overnight, 35 the low, and just a 10% chance of showers on Friday, clearing a high of 57. We're looking at sunshine for the weekend in your extended forecast. I'm Gregory Scott reporting, AM 1130 by 99.5 FM, Prescott, Chino Valley, and Paulden, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley, and Cottonwood. The talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Hey, Bruce, what are you doing?
I'm waiting for the Catmobile.
The Catmobile? Do you mean the Verde Lynx?
Not so loud, Rudy. It's just a disguise. No Mere Bus runs 7 days a week, providing commuter service between Cottonwood and Sedona.
The Verde Lynx does?
That's because it's really the Catmobile. Here it comes now, prowling the streets of the Verde Valley to keep us safe. You can check it out yourself at www.ridecat.com. But don't tell anybody.
Hi, I'm Adam Gettle.
And I'm Ted Gettle.
We're the Gettle Brothers. From Gettle's High Desert Mechanical.
Where the long, cool summer is about to start.
In Alaska, maybe, but we're here in Arizona.
Yeah, but if you get a brand new air conditioner from us,
you'll have a long, cool summer. I get it.
And if the listeners get it, they'll save a lot of money right now.
Oh, brother.
That's me.
Save money now on a brand new air conditioning system from Gettle's High Desert Mechanical. Visit GettlesHDM.com or be sure to see Cindy at Costco. Don't settle. Get Gettle's.
Hi, this is Roxanne from Prescott Brewing Company, and I'm here to remind you of our daily deals that run Sunday through Friday, all day, all night. And there's a different deal each day. Beers for a buck, brisket and brew, pizza and pitcher, smoked St. Louis rib stack, happy hour pricing on pints all day, all night on Thursdays. If this all sounds too fuzzy, don't have another beer, follow us on Facebook, and we post these just about every week. Prescott Brewing Company, supporting our local community since 1994, where it's always fun and friendly, brew pub style.
You have probably heard that all good things take time, but at A&E Reaper Graphics, we deliver great printing now, with same-day and next-day services available for so many of your marketing or personal printing needs. Don't wait a week for your print signs and custom designs. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us online, or call 442-9116. Even Amazon can't offer that prime of a service. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we're proud to be your one-stop print shop.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Chuck Roberts.
Thank you for joining us this Thursday afternoon. We have the honor to visit with Mary Dillinger, the Public Information Officer for the Northern Arizona Veterans Administration, or the Prescott VA, as I call it. How are you doing, Mary?
I'm doing today. How are you, Chuck?
All right. I know you guys are busy at the VA, and I just asked you to come on to talk a little bit about the veterans that are listening or people that have veterans in their family, because I know there's some new restrictions going on right now.
Yes, yep, that is true. We are open. We are still providing care to our veterans in Northern Arizona. We want to get that out there nice and clear. We have not had any known cases of COVID-19 at the facility.
Good.
But yes, we have some limitations. Access to the medical center is limited to the veterans who are receiving care and one caregiver if they require assistance. No visitors under the age of 18 will be permitted, including infants. And patients on the hospice unit are authorized one visitor at a time.
I have a question about people that have scheduled doctor's appointments. Everything's the same.
Everything is the same. Now, we are offering, you know, to make it easier for the veterans, of course, if some of the providers or the medical support assistants or nurses are calling the veterans to ask if they would like to have a video appointment instead, or a telehealth appointment, or a phone appointment. So the veterans don't need to come in, but we are not canceling appointments, and we are still treating and caring for our veterans.
Are you checking everybody as far as when they come into the entrance?
Yes.
The temperature?
Yes. So we have a screening process. So the Navex staff are screening questions at the medical center, and everybody that comes through, including our staff, everybody is getting screened to ensure that we, you know, keep everything the way it should be. All visitors are screened, and the goal is to improve access to individuals who don't have symptoms. And if we have any veterans who screen positive, then we'll go through a clinical assessment to determine their best course of care.
Of course, one of the things that we need to remind people is all the caregivers that are working for the Veterans Administration, they're real heroes.
Well, thank you, Chuck. Thank you. I know that our clinical and administrative staff are really happy to care for our veterans, and you know they are working longer hours, but they're making do, and we're really helpful. You know, happy that the community is supportive of the process, because you know, coming on station now, it does take a little bit longer because of the screening process, but it's all for the purpose of helping us continue to care for our veterans.
One of the things that I noticed in my own personal life is that my prescriptions now, I can call in on the phone and they'll mail them to me, so it keeps me from tying up the campus.
Yes, and you can always do that. Just some people prefer to come, you know, get their medication at the window while they were here, and now they realize that getting your medication mailed to you actually is pretty easy and maybe a better way to go about it. You know, I get my care at the VA and I always get my medications mailed because it just is an easier process. Okay. Same thing with My Healthy Vet. I'm sending messages out to veterans through our Gov delivery. It's an email that goes out to our veterans who provided their email addresses to us, and sending information out about COVID-19. And at the bottom of that email, there's a link to My Healthy Vet for any of our veterans who haven't signed up for it, because it's definitely a really great way so that you can check on your medications, your appointments. You can even communicate with your team, and it's a much quicker way than trying to call and leave a voicemail and wait for someone to get back to you, because through My Healthy Vet, you'll usually get a response from your team within like 24 hours.
How do people log in to get onto that mailing list?
So there's a couple different ways veterans can do it. They can either, when they have an appointment and they're checking in with our team, and the team will usually ask you, you know, has any of your information changed? You know, has your phone number changed? Is your, you know, have your mailing address changed, that you can add your email address to your team then?
Then it's automatic.
I'm sorry, go ahead, Chuck.
Yeah, then it's automatic.
Yes, yes. Or people can go on to our actual website, which is www.prescott.va.gov, and there's an option right there to click subscribe. And when you do that, then that means all of those emails you'll automatically get.
As the information officer for the VA in Northern Arizona, how are things looking at some of your satellite facilities?
Well, as of right now, none of our facilities, you know, not our main hospital in Prescott or any of our nine other clinics, did we have any positive cases of COVID-19.
Because there was one there was one in Coconino County, but that's not.
But it's not at one of our clinics.
Yeah, that's good.
No, so all 65,000 square miles of our area that we cover so far, knock on wood, is looking good.
How many beds do you have available?
There's no issues with any of that. We still have veterans that are in our acute care, which it's a 14-bed acute care, and of course our community living center that we have, which is 85-bed community living center, and then our domiciliary, which is 120-bed. We still have veterans there. We just aren't taking on any new admissions because we don't want to take a chance of bringing somebody on who may possibly.
So no non-emergency input.
Correct.
And you said you're doing testing. Where is that being done?
Oh, we do it on the campus. So, like, we have the screening questions, of course, that we ask when people are coming on station.
So is that at the entrance then?
Yes, it's at the entrance as soon as you come in. And after, you know, you get to the screening questions, if we have somebody who answers yes to the questions or we believe they need further evaluation and assessment, then we send them over to the other area with the clinical staff where they will do the testing. And so far, everything has came back negative. Knock on wood, it stays that way.
Yeah. This is uncharted territory for everybody. So, you know, we're just, like you say, we're doing the best we can. And I think the panic needs to bubble down just a little bit.
Well, I think that when anything like this happens, you might have some people panic. And so we just, one main thing is we want people to know we are not shutting down. We are, you know, regardless, we are here to take care of our veterans. And if a veteran does come on station, please be honest with the questions, because we're not going to send you away if you answer yes to the questions. If you are a veteran, it is our job to care and treat for you, and we will do that. So, we understand that this is sensitive to the separation and restrictions that our patients are feeling, but we believe this is a measure of protection is essential, you know, to help keep everybody safe.
I'm going to close things up with a personal question for you. Now, I have a grandson that's on active duty right now. He's up in Fort Carson, and everybody's kind of restricted to barracks right now. And your daughter, where she is, in South Korea?
She is, and she's restricted as well. She was supposed to be home on leave this month, but, of course, that did not happen because they are on lockdown, just like probably every military post.
Yeah, and everybody's just standing by because some of these people may be pressed into service to help if things get worse.
Oh, yeah, just military, you know, humanitarian capabilities need to be up and ready in case it does become a much bigger pandemic than what, you know, they foresee. But for us here, at least, I think we are looking really good. And like I said, we have a wonderful community, Chuck, so I love that everybody kind of works together to get the right information out to everybody. And we also have a phone number, so if we have any of our veterans who maybe aren't on email and don't see the messages that I'm sending, or they're not on Facebook and they don't see the messages I'm posting on Facebook, we do have a phone line. Now, it's not a phone line that you can leave a message or a voicemail. It's purely just a recording that gives you information about COVID-19, but that's kind of important for maybe, you know, our veterans who aren't using email or Facebook. And the number is 776-6002. And like I said, that's just the number to help give updated information about COVID-19 to help alleviate any questions some of our veterans may have.
Mary Dillinger, Public Information Officer for the Prescott VA in Northern Arizona. Thank you very much. Stay well.
Thank you. You as well, Chuck.
We'll be back with more of the Thursday Roundtable after these words. You are listening to KQNA 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley, Cottonwood. Around the world, KQNA.com.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. AutoOwners Insurance, the no-problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last independent agents in Prescott.
It's the $250,000 Zoom Ball Cash Giveaway, and it's bouncing in the Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. Saturdays in March and April from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m., every hour, one lucky guest will have a chance to play Zoom Ball. Get six red balls and win $250,000 in cash. Start earning entries for your chance to win, and zoom in every Saturday in March and April for the $250,000 Zoom Ball Cash Giveaway, only at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel.
Must be 21 and a Players Club member to participate. See Players Club for details.
Okay, come on, Darby, let's go.
What a sunrise. This is Thumb Butte at its best.
We're all about bright, healthy futures at YRMC's James Family Heart Center. And our Echo Alert program is a shining example. It was designed by YRMC's innovative heart team to find heart valve disease early. That means we treat heart valve disease faster in our community, and we use the latest leading-edge procedures. In fact, the Heart Center's Echo Alert program is now a national care model. A better way to manage heart valve disease, the most advanced treatments, exceptional heart specialists, and your bright, healthy future. All at the James Family Heart Center at YRMC. Inspired by you.
Augie's Restaurant supports protecting the public from COVID-19, so our restaurant will be closed for dine-in service until this health crisis is minimized. Augie's will offer takeout only for lunch from 11 to 3, dinner takeout from 3 to 6. Check out Augie's menu online at augiesprescott.com. Call 777-0330 for convenient curbside pickup, or for delivery, go to postmates.com. Thank you for your support during this difficult time. Augie's, Highway 69, Frontier Village.
Growing up in Prescott, we knew spring was here when my grandmother's lilacs bloomed. I'm Lisa Waters Lane, and my grandmother would be thrilled with the new Bloomerang Purple Lilacs at Waters Garden Center. They don't just bloom once in spring, they bloom again in summer. Mine bloomed three times last year, making spring last well into fall, and just $29.99. Come check out all the heavenly new sights and scents that are making this spring the most beautiful ever. Lilacs like Grandma used to grow, and better. Waters Garden Center in Prescott.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, Chuck Roberts.
And I'm pleased to say we have Sanford Cohen with us this afternoon. Good afternoon, sir.
Hi, Chuck. Pretty busy day today.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you talk about the proclamation that Yavapai County put out?
No, we did not. I think this would be a time for you to kind of fill us in.
Yeah, let me get that up here for you. Because of the situation with the COVID-19 virus, the county has now issued a proclamation of a countywide emergency. And what this means is that during this time of emergency, the chairman of the Board of Supervisors is allowed to govern by proclamation and has the authority to impose all necessary regulations to preserve the peace and order in the unincorporated areas of the county. And that includes things like imposing curfews, ordering the closing of any business, closing public access to any public building or street or public place. Also to call upon regular or auxiliary law enforcement agencies and organizations within or without the political subdivision for assistance, and also notifying the constitutional officers of the county, such as the sheriff, the county attorney, the recorder, superintendent of schools, and so forth, that the county office that they're responsible for may be remain open or closed for the emergency. So that pretty sweeping powers that are granted to the chairman of the Board of Supervisors during an emergency declaration like this.
Craig Brown is the current chairman, and I imagine this was not taken lightly.
No, and I have a feeling that they probably did this now so that they didn't wait until, you know, something more dire took place before issuing the proclamation. So I think they're trying to get ahead of it a little bit. I'm not familiar with what the statistics are for Yavapai County. I can tell you that in Mojave County and Lake Havasu City, they have not had one reported case of coronavirus yet, either in the city of Lake Havasu or Mojave County as a whole. There have been 12 people tested, and all 12 of them tested negative for the virus. So that is the current situation here, and I don't know if there's any current stats out of Yavapai County as to what What's that?
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. Yeah, there have been none yet, only one in Coconino County.
Okay, but no reports of any coronavirus infections in Yavapai County so far.
So far, so good.
Well, and, you know, the lockdown that's being imposed by a lot of public businesses, you know, is probably a good idea. I'm glad that they're at least leaving it up to the individual business owner to decide what to do. In our case, amongst the advertisers that we have in the restaurant business, Augie Perry, for instance, decided that he was going to go ahead and take the lead and just close down the seating area in his restaurant. And so they are doing strictly takeout and nothing else, curbside pickup. Other businesses, other advertisers have talked about doing takeout and offering it, but they are still keeping their dining room open for, you know, for the time being. Sally B's Cafe talked to us today about that, and Barry Barb over at El Gato Azul. So, you know, I mean, the situation should be taken very, very seriously. I know that we are keeping the disinfectant spray right here. We've got the hand sanitizers, the disinfectant wipes. But, you know, here at the radio station, we've been doing that for months, actually. Ever since, like, November, like the beginning of flu season, we started wiping down the microphones and the doorknobs and the, you know, and the push bars on the doors and all the keyboards and mice and everything else that we do. So we've been kind of semi-germophobic over at the radio station for a few months now. And but I'm glad that, you know, people are taking it seriously.
There's one thing, yeah, I think being in the broadcast industry, we have an opportunity to get people information almost instantaneously.
Yeah, and that has been a big help. A lot of people have, you know, reached out to us and wanted us to then relay to the public, you know, what they're doing to keep things safe. And this is another, you know, this is another situation with the County Board of Supervisors where, you know, they're being proactive. It's not an overreaction, you know, given the fact that we haven't had much activity with regard to the virus, but we want to keep it that way. And so, you know, the county, I think, is, you know, taking the lead on this and saying, you know, if we have to, we are going to do X, Y, and Z to make sure that we keep the exposure here in Yavapai County to an absolute minimum.
I think one of the things that I hope is dwindling down is the panic mode that some people are in. as far as buying up groceries and toilet paper, as if they'll never be on the street again.
Well, this is the part that I found really strange, is that I wish it was groceries. They were actually leaving the food on the shelves and clearing out all available sources for toilet paper. And I got to tell you, maybe this isn't a great time to make a joke, but I can't help it. We are a bunch of wussies. If the first thing we think about in a crisis is toilet paper, and we're leaving the food on the shelves, people, you got to understand.
This affects your respiratory system.
Toilet paper, you cannot live without food.
It affects your respiratory system, not your intestinal tracts.
No, it's just,
But you remember the gas shortage in 73, or people went crazy then.
Yes. Yes, they did.
And they said that drove around when they got down to 7/8 of a tank, they topped off. They said there's more gas on the streets than there was in the gas station. Now there's more toilet paper in people's closets than there is in the store.
Yeah, it does affect the way you think. I mean, I was in the store the other day, and I'm walking by the paper aisle, which I fully expected it to be empty, and lo and behold, there was a six-pack of paper towels there. Somebody must have bought too many and left one behind. Heck, I grabbed it.
They're going to ration that stuff. Are you going to be doing Let's Talk Sports tomorrow?
We are. We're going to be doing Let's Talk Sports tomorrow. We're talking tiddlywinks and chess and curling.
Marbles.
And darts and marbles and, Mike and Doc are going to hold down the fort, and we're going to get you your full 2 hours of Let's Talk Sports tomorrow. And so we appreciate everybody listening, and certainly appreciate everybody going to our advertisers and doing business with them, even if it's takeout. Just go ahead and do it. It helps everybody. It's good for the economy.
Boss, thank you very much. Be safe.
All right, you too.
That's going to wrap things up for this edition of the Thursday Roundtable. Stay tuned for more news. And who we got next on there? Michael Nevid? Mark Levin, I'm sorry. Okay, he's coming up, so stand by. Thank you.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Cottonwood Area Transit, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, A&E Reaper Graphics, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Barrett Propane, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. The views on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employers, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.